Good afternoon. E. coli 0157 can easily colonize the gastrointestinal tract of goats and other healthy ruminants. E. coli 0157 has been reported to be able to survive longer than 42 weeks in the environment. In Connecticut, E. coli 0157 and other STEX are reportable to the state health department, the local health department, by physicians and laboratorians. Follow-up is conducted by food court staff with an STEX case patient interview. Last year, on March 24th, the Connecticut Department of Public Health identified 7 ill persons with E. coli 0157. 2 children had developed HUS. During follow-up interviews, 6 of the 7 ill persons reported visiting the same dairy goat farm in the 10 days prior to their onset. 3 public health interventions were initially taken to prevent further illness. First, local health department issued a legal order that prevented any more visitors to the farm. Second, the Department of Agriculture issued an order to prevent any further movement of animals off the farm. And lastly, the Connecticut Department of Public Health issued a press release naming the farm and requesting visitors to the farm to contact DPH. Our case definition as a confirmed case was defined as a laboratory-confirmed E. coli 0157 infection in an individual with the outbreak PFGE strain and or someone with hemolytic uremic syndrome during March to May 2016. A joint investigation with the Connecticut Department of Public Health, CDC, the Department of Agriculture, and the local health department was initiated. Within the first days of detecting this outbreak, the Connecticut Department of Agriculture collected 15 fecal samples and rectal swabs from healthy goats. They also collected cheese and unpasteurized milk for testing and inspected the pasteurization process. The Centers for Disease Control team collected 63 environmental specimens throughout the farm's environment. All samples were transported to the Connecticut State Public Health Laboratory for testing. A total of 51 E. coli 0157 cases were linked to this outbreak. Case patients ranged in age from 10 months to 50 years with a median of 4 years. There were 9 adults, 42 children, and among the children, 28 were 5 years of age or less. 11 case patients were hospitalized, 3 developed HUS, and no one was reported to have passed away. All case patients were interviewed, of which 78% visited the farm or had contact with goats originating from the farm. 12% had contact with someone who visited the farm, and 6% did not have any identified epidemiologic links to the farm or goats from the farm. This slide shows the epidemic curve of the outbreak and onset dates ranging from March 7th to May 14th. As you can see, once the farm was closed, the outbreak came to a halt, but as expected, person-to-person transmission occurred, and the last reported case's onset was in mid-May. Laboratory testing of foods from the farm were all negative for E. coli 0157, and the pasteurizer was found to be working appropriately. 84% of the 0157 clinical isolates yielded an English-distinguishable PFG pattern, which was new to the national database. The remaining 8 isolates, PFG patterns, appeared to be closely related. 2 case patients were co-infected with STEC 0157 and 0103. Among the 61 environmental samples collected, 46% yielded STEC 0157 and or 0103. Among the 17 goat samples collected, 94 yielded STEC 0105 and or 0103. Patterns. PFG patterns identified among the clinical isolates were also the PFG patterns identified from the environment and animal samples. The State Public Health Lab went a step farther to conduct whole genome sequencing on isolates recovered from case patients, animals, and the environment. Using WGS, we were able to compare the different PFGE patterns combinations and that were identified during this outbreak, and they were all found to be highly related, only differing by 0 to 6 single nucleotide polymorphisms. In conclusion, the number of zoonotic disease outbreaks is continuing to increase. This outbreak illustrates the risk to public health when recommendations outlined in the national guidelines for interacting with animals in public settings are not followed. In this outbreak, the absence of hand washing stations is believed to have contributed to the size of this outbreak, and the use of hand sanitizer at 2 locations was ineffective at preventing this outbreak. In this outbreak, nearly 70% of case patients were 5 years old or younger, and this investigation highlighted the risk to young children from direct contact with animals such as goats, soiled bedding, and the absence of infection prevention measures. This age group was particularly at risk for acquiring infections due to the factors such as hand-to-mouth habits, and insufficient hand hygiene. Since we cannot eliminate all risks from animal contact, restricting young children, those 5 years old or younger, access to ruminants to minimize the risk of this vulnerable population is recommended. I'd like to thank you all for your time today, and I'd like to acknowledge a lot of people who were involved in this outbreak. Thank you.